listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development.
To conclude, we have some closing remarks from a colleague, Xiaojing Zhang. Professor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is my privilege to bring this seminar to a close. Firstly, I would thank the organizers, especially the UN, BISD, how to pronounce BISD, and CAS, such a successful and very fruitful seminar. Without their great efforts, I think we have no such good opportunity to exchange our views. And I also want to thank the presenters and the discussants and also all the participants. I think from our involvement, I think we get very insightful results about our knowledge about the development. Frankly speaking, I'm not a sociologist, I'm an economist, but I learned a lot from this seminar. It broadened my vision about development because, I just focus about economic development, especially about the GDP growth and some government measures. But from this seminar, I find that that's not enough. And also, this seminar provides not only the world experience, but also the China's case about the social development. So here, I just want to say something about China's experience. To deal with the social development. Just now, my two colleagues talked about the poverty reduction policy and also the industrial innovation policy. Here, I just want to say some points about
global challenges.
One is that about, even though China's growth experienced very high speed in the past 3 decades. But, the social well-being does not keep the same pace with GDP capital growth. So today, the common people, they do not just concern about their income, but also, or maybe they're more concerned about their social well-being. For example, they're concerned about the blue sky, the clean air, the social security, their freedom, their dignity. I think that's most important because the common people think the social, aspect or social dimension is so important now. So the government, central government also, put up some new development package for China's, future. For example, we put up some new ideas about development, the green development and the inclusive development. I think that's very important. It's not just kind of idea, but also we implement, fundamentally in China. And the second I want to say is that when we talk about the social development, especially when we talk about social development and the economic development, we have to find that the innovation is a good thing, but at the same time, it's a kind of disruptive, creative disruption. It's that should be telling, the Joseph Schumpeter, the economist, should be telling growth. That means if we encourage, the innovative firm, they can, win in the market, but some other firms, they will fail. They have to exit from the market. That means the innovation can cause lots of bankruptcies, can cause lots of unemployment. So how to deal with these unemployed workers? So in China, we propose, we have to implement such social protection policies to have a social safety net to protect the unemployed workers. But today, China's, you know, such kind of social safety net is not good. So why does lots of zombies, zombie firms exist in China? Because we cannot let them, you know, go bankruptcy. If we let them go bankruptcy, then lots of unemployed workers, they have no, you know, social protection, and that will cause social problems. I think that's, you know, the very important social aspect about the development, about the innovation. And the last point is that in China, just because of the situation, and also the local governments, you know, in the past 3 decades, just focus on GDP growth, and then there's a lot of, you know, problems occur. For example, the overcapacity, you know, the environmental disruption, and the lots of, you know, social problems. So today, we use new performance evaluation system to assess, you know, the local government's performance. We use, you know, the social aspects about their performance. For example, does, you know, the local government provide, you know, social security, education, and you know, a health system, and also, you know, the, you know, the blue skies. I think that's most important, to change such kind of, you know, evaluation system. If we can do that, I think the social development will be better. Very better. And finally, I would say this seminar inspired and deepened our thinking about social development, which will make our world better, not only for our planet and the natural, you know, the nature, but also for our mankind. Thank you.
Check out our other podcasts, available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unriz.org. Thank you for listening.